Mayorkas claims Joe Biden's border policy is working. By Neil Munro on May 10, 2024. President Joe Biden's border chief says the White House's border plan is working. But the plan is not intended to reduce migration into U.S. communities, homes, and jobs, according to Mayorkas, who was impeached in February by the House of Representatives. Instead, the border plan is intended to divert the flood of economic migrants from the cartel-run irregular migration pipeline into many expanding government-run quasi-legal pipelines, Mayorkas told NPR Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep during a May 10 interview. Inskeep, do you also have a policy goal to cause fewer people to arrive, fewer people to get in, fewer people to stay? Mayorkas, well, our goal is to eliminate to the fullest extent possible the phenomenon of what is commonly termed irregular migration. People placing their lives and their life savings in the hands of smugglers to arrive in between the ports of entry, which is dangerous and also feeds a criminal network. And instead, we want them to use lawful pathways to make claims for relief under United States law. That is why we have built more lawful pathways in this administration than in any other time. And we are seeking to disincentivize arriving in between the ports of entry at our dangerous southern border. Inskeep, is it fair to say that this isn't working, given the sheer numbers of people who've continued to come to the southern border? Mayorkas, no, it is not, I think it is working. Inskeep, what's the evidence that the Biden administration's approach is working? Mayorkas, 1, the numbers of irregular migrants have decreased. The visible inflow of obviously illegal migrants has dropped for two reasons. First, Mayorkas is paying Mexico to stabilize the inflow of migrants, which creates politically damaging coverage on the evening news. More importantly, he is using taxpayer funds to divert the cartel's migrants into the government-funded, progressive-managed, quasi-legal pathways that he has hacked through the forest of Congress's laws. The expanded or new pathways include the parole pipelines, CBP-1 appointments, family reunification programs, refugee programs, no detention catch and release programs, J-1 and H-1B programs for foreign contract workers, B-1/B-2 tourist visas, the OPT white-collar program, and the unaccompanied children path for young workers. This vast quasi-legal inflow minimizes media coverage of chaotic border crowds, so it is working for Biden's 2024 election campaign. But it is also reducing wages and salaries earned by millions of increasingly angry young Americans. It is also blocking many from buying homes and pushing them to vote for President Donald Trump. Inskeep was perplexed by Mayorkas's working claim, in part because he trusts that Mayorkas's border policy matches the core policy of U.S. immigration law. The popular policy enshrined by Congress laws is to protect American families from ruthless employers who prefer to hire low-wage foreign workers for jobs in the United States. But Biden's coalition has a very different perspective. His progressive deputies, especially the Cuban-born Mayorkas, believe borders are bad for equity between Americans and foreigners. His business allies want more consumers, more renters, and wage-cutting workers. And the left-wingers in the Democratic Party want more welfare clients and dependent voters. So the policy adopted by Mayorkas and Biden seeks to smuggle huge numbers of migrants into the U.S. by chopping quasi-legal pathways through the nation's complex and contradictory forest of laws. "We enforce the law," Mayorkas told NPR, even though he has helped import roughly 10 million legal, illegal, and quasi-legal migrants since 2021. That huge inflow matches the number of U.S. children who were born during the same period. Unsurprisingly, Mayorkas was impeached by the House of Representatives in February. Inskeep cannot understand Mayorkas's ruthless policy, partly because Inskeep's peers in the establishment media and academia have not recognized its existence or given it a name. Inskeep repeatedly allowed Mayorkas to dodge his questions, usually by changing the subject to shift blame elsewhere. But Breitbart News has a name for Mayorkas's damaging high migration, low wage, pro-business policy: extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has relied on extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has killed hundreds of Americans, not counting drug deaths. But it has also damaged small nations and killed thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.